Hello everybody, my name is Summer Klein. Today I will be telling you about my storyline. I got inspired by taking my dog on a walk. Okay, and this story is called Nature's Course. And it also has a second name. It's called Nature's Mind as well. Chapter 1, The Walk. On this sunny evening, when COVID hit really hard, I was unable to go to school. And then, I haven't been at school for 2 weeks, and I decided to take my dog for a walk today. As we were walking through the bush, I realized, whoa, a lot of trees fell down. I'm pretty short, but I'm getting to average. And this tree trunk took out a piece of the ground that was like 50 times the size of me. It's like half of the earth is gone. I wonder what caused this windstorm. Because I know it wasn't just the wind, because you should have seen our yard. So many trees fell down, at least 20. And we only have like 50 trees in our yard. And then, so, I started to think to myself, wow, what caused this? And I did my research, and I think it was the earthquake. And the realization was the night before, our whole neighborhood's dogs ran away. And I've heard stories about how this can happen when they know when the big one is coming. I think this was the big one because trees fell everywhere, and I think there's gonna be another one that leaves houses into shreds. I'm thinking to myself as I'm home alone because both of my parents are at work, and I don't know when they're coming back. My brother is at school, but I don't know how long. He was supposed to have a half day, but he should already be home. So as I was thinking to myself when I was walking through the forest, I heard footsteps, but there was nobody around. So then I ran home, but then my dog started to whine and growl. So then I sprinted as fast as I could, wondering what happened. And then I watched a whole bunch of documentaries off of earthquakes and windstorms and tornadoes. I don't know why I watched a tornado one, but it was quite helpful. In this one, the earthquake one, we're gonna name this one number one. It says animals have a sensory for when this stuff happens. Horses have one for tornadoes, dogs have one for earthquakes, and birds stay clear with windstorms. So as I was watching, it says this can be caused by the earth moving quickly. And I realized the days have been getting shorter, like the sun has been coming up faster and slower. So I think this is what happened. And since it is now springtime, it was not winter when all the trees came. It was in the middle of the meetings. I think this is going to happen next year too, but I think it's going to hit stronger. Anyways, I'll tell you more about my predictions in chapter 2. So, as I'm thinking to myself, did we have an earthquake without even realizing? Maybe the trees were that weak enough for it to be realized by them. What if I was walking and that tree crashed down on me? Nobody would ever know. Not a lot of people walk on the trail that I was walking on. I think only one of my neighbors, and they haven't been walking since the big storm because they don't want to risk it because it could have weakened the trees. I still walk on there because I didn't think until today. Was it a mini earthquake that only the trees and nature could feel? Is there gonna be a bigger one next year? Is my house gonna come crashing down? So I wanted to do some research and decided that I would go on another walk, but I would take photos of each tree that has fallen over. And it was a pattern. So I don't know if this was an earthquake or if it was the universe trying to tell us something to get out of here, to go somewhere where it's safer. You have to be gone by next year today. So, the 14th of April, the 14th of April, you have to be gone by, or you will die. Tell your friends and family. I will try to get this message out. That's what popped up on the news today. I think I might be going crazy, but if you've seen it, let me know. Chapter 2. Today, Chapter 2, the predictions. So today, as I think to myself, trying to predict what's going to happen on April the 14th next year, 2022. If the world even goes on that much longer. Who knows with all the crazy stuff dying. Maybe more celebrities are gonna die, like RIP Kobe Bryant. And like, is there gonna be more COVID? Is there gonna be a deadly hit that takes out people any age, no matter how healthy you are? How are we gonna know what is going to happen? I was watching these shows. It's off of real life stuff that has happened. As I'm walking around my house, I'm thinking and looking outside my windows, looking at my gorgeous neighborhood where all of my memories have been made. Next year, today, this might be all gone. Or it might just be a hoax of Dr. Mignac. He is the most crazy doctor. Not a lot of people watch like the hate shows about him, but I believe them. I watch them every night at 6 o'clock. As I'm looking outside, I'm realizing not a lot of people have even cleaned up the trees yet that had fallen. And my neighbors are driving away with all of their stuff. Did they believe the news? Like, what is happening? As I went for my walk, there was too many trees. My dog couldn't even jump over them. And he jumps over like 6 feet laundry baskets. And yes, we have a lot of dirty laundry. We're a messy family. But what is happening? My dog couldn't jump over these trees, so they were 7 feet off the ground. That's how big they were. They probably weigh 500 tons. You know how much that is? Search up the metric in the imperial system, then you'll figure it out. It was crazy. I stopped for a minute just to look at them. That's when I heard the footsteps. So I went home and I started to think, what is happening? Then I saw the news. That was just crazy. I thought Dr. Mignac was behind all of it. And I don't know if my thoughts were right or not. Now, I have no idea. My dog has no idea what's happening, I don't think. Somebody should learn how to speak dog English. That doesn't make a lot of sense. See, I'm only 11 years old making podcasts about the world ending. Possibly. See, the bees are coming out. I've only seen two butterflies. I haven't seen the magical birds that I usually see. I've only seen crows and the little tiny ones that are annoying. and they never chirp. And my cat usually brings in some. He hasn't. My other cat had kittens. Two of them are deformed. I wonder if it has anything to do with the trees falling. I know. Everybody's thinking I'm crazy, but I think something is coming. Like, I'm looking around. So many trees are down. There's so much pollution. Like, it's everywhere. I think the universe is trying to tell us something. If we don't clean up, it's gonna end. Earth is gonna fall and fall down to the end of the galaxy. To the universe, I should say. There's no scientific proven, but I believe it. I also believe a lot of things, but I don't believe in God, so. I don't believe in everything. I don't even know if I believe in this, but I found this really interesting. In all the trees, not all, there was one, maybe, that was not shattered. All of the other trees were shattered. As I look outside, when I am making my podcast, we have such a beautiful home, but since the winter storm, the windstorm, it's got wrecked. My auntie and uncle keep their trailer here. It got squashed by a tree. Our gazebo thing got caved in by snow. And same with our greenhouse. That greenhouse was $500, all in the gutter. We could have had precious stuff in there. My mom was always talking about how she wanted a garden, but she never did. And now I don't even know if she'll get the chance to. But when we were in the forest, something just seemed out of place. Like it didn't belong. I don't know if it was me or my dog or our spirits. I don't know if it was some other type of creature or not. But I think something is coming. That is the end of chapter 2.